Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episode, we're talking about WFH, aka working from home. We're going to be talking about lo que es our new normal, nuestra nueva rutina. Basically, this is our new lifestyle, man. Are you digging it? I'm digging it.
I'm so happy.
All this and more.
Coming up.
Bienvenidos de nuevo once again to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast donde somos de aquí y somos de allá. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
You know, I was doing a little training event from the Chicas at Tamarindo podcast, and they asked a question about, should you do Spanglish or should you stick to one language? Y dijeron that they personally would not do it because it's too niche para ellas.
Oh, okay.
You know, and maybe they're right, pero ¿sabes qué? We like being niche. This is the niche, man. Si eres aquí, si eres allá, if you're border town like we are, you know, I'm not saying that we're the best Spanish people because we're pretty no sabo, you know, pero...
Yeah, we need to make an episode about like our whitewash side.
Yeah, dude, our whole like embrace our whiteness, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to have to be eating avocado toast. We're going to have to be...
Okay, well, don't give it all away.
But I'm saying like the prompts that we're going to need to like be able to channel our inner whiteness, bro. You know, vamos a ocupar todo eso.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was a good little training day. Actually, there's a cool templates que me gustaron. So, you know, yeah, very, very nice job. Overall, me gustó.
Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, let's just put this out there también. A quick little pre-roll here. This episode is indeed sponsored by the 50-50 Media. That's us.
Yay.
Yay. You know, if you have a business, you have an audience. Así que let us help you. Let us help you connect with your audience, engage that audience, and grow with them. Build brand loyalty. We are here to help you create content. Anything from, you know, perhaps a podcast, we can help you establish one. Perhaps, you know, some commercial video or photos, we can help out with that. Perhaps even some copywriting, you know, for your blogs, any articles, branding. We do free consultations, so go ahead and check out the 50-50 Media so you can do and schedule your free consultation.
And voiceovers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and voiceover and car wash.
Spanish and English.
También vendemos tamales on the weekends.
¿Quién hace tamales? Yo no.
Yeah, I like these ads. They're getting more concise. They're getting more legit. You know, before
we're actually getting jobs.
We're actually getting jobs and whatnot.
So thank you.
Yeah, yeah. We're really digging it. You know, speaking of jobs, working from home.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Do tell.
I have been wanting to work from home since I was 18 years old.
Pero why?
Desde chiquillo, dude.
Yo a los 18, yo quería, like, quería terminar college as fast as I could para poder empezar a trabajar como massage therapist / physical therapist for a football team.
For a football team?
Yeah, that was like my dream at 18.
That's actually a pretty cool dream.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I was working at Juliana's and I realized, yo, this work thing sucks.
Dios mío.
I realized from an early age, how do I get the most money as possible with the least amount of work possible? And I've always thought that working from home was the answer. Me acuerdo cuando estábamos en las Philippines, you know, and remember when we were staying in that condo?
Like 100 stories up.
100 stories up. And like apparently the architects in the Philippines.
We were in a skyscraper.
They make the buildings wobbly on purpose.
Oh, so like. Yeah, for her, it was an experience.
To hurricane proof them, which makes sense. Pero pues,
yo, I live below sea level, you know what I'm saying?
Cuando estamos en la puntita and I feel like the building is shaking with me, como que like, yo, bro. And
going
up the elevator. Anyways, we were staying in a condo and it was funny because the condo was kind of split, right? There was a up section and a down section all within the same...
Up section and down.
Dude, I'm on
upstairs and downstairs.
Even I'm an English no sabo, bro. Like, come on, Sid, my grammar's so bad.
Yeah.
He's upstairs and downstairs. And the downstairs, they both had like their whole independent living arrangements, both upstairs and downstairs. Mm-hmm. And downstairs is like, you know, like a young guy, right? Some young Filipino. And he stayed in his condo the whole time. No salía.
Even, it's kind of awkward for us, but yeah. It's his lifestyle.
And he was like, you can tell that he doesn't really interact with people physically a lot. Because, and keep in mind, this is all pre-COVID. This is like,
when this is 2013.
Yeah, this is back when life was good, you guys, you know, like so this guy was mad awkward. And even like his kitchen, nunca lo usaba, because he just ordered out. I remember que siempre nos he ordered Pizza Hut at one point, I remember.
Wow.
You know, and I was tenía tanta curiosidad en cuanto que hacía este guy. So I remember I went downstairs one time, and it's when you were trying to take a shower in the world's smallest shower in the world.
Oh, God.
It was smaller like than an RV.
Yeah.
And I went downstairs, and he does video editing. I remember He was working with this whole video. He was like working on the timelines. He don't show. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And I asked him, how long have you been video editing? And he just went, he kind of shrugged his shoulders and just went back to editing. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna leave now.
Well, he was in the zone. He was working.
Yeah.
Estabas como molestando.
Lo estaba molestando, which is kind of my motto. Yo distraigo a las personas. Pero, you know, lo miré él and I was like, that is cool. I don't know how I'm going to do that one day, pero I want to do that one day.
Okay.
Desde entonces, you know, well, desde antes, pero then I saw that and I was like, oh, that's a possibility. I can edit videos. That could be potentially me working from home. Y luego también me acuerdo en una ocasión
how
that.
You never told me this.
Told you what?
This is literally the first time que yo estoy escuchando esto. Gente, cuando dicen que siempre sigues aprendiendo de tu spouse, this is what they mean.
I don't have to tell you everything about my life, babe. You know that, right?
Okay.
Like, I have a personality. I had a life before I met you, you know? Like,
did you?
Kind of.
I don't know about that.
Even though this happened while we were married.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, we were newlywed. So, you know,
okay.
We were still trying to figure each other out. Tú y yo. We're still reading vibes, you know? So that was one occasion. Another occasion.
The cosa es que Jesse goes through phases.
I do go through
so,
phases.
So, like, también agradezco que no me digas como todo lo que estás pensando porque.
You can't handle this, bro.
You are so exhausting.
You cannot handle this.
Yeah, yeah. I take that back. Yeah. I retract that. Thank you for not telling me.
You cannot handle my brain.
Because
man.
It didn't really happen until now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Almost 9 years later.
Andale. You know, and then there was another time when I was selling DirecTV, which. By
oh,
the way,
gosh.
No, not selling.
Installing.
I was good at selling. Installing. Era lo peor. I was so bad.
Yeah.
I was so bad that the last job I've ever done installing DirecTV is when I was making a hole through the garage to the living room because the lady wanted to pay extra so I can run the wire in the most indiscretion.
Oh, she paid extra.
Discreet mode. And según yo lo hice eyeball and I thought there was going to be clearance, no problem. And I was drilling, zzz, and then almost oh, yeah, like a loud C sharp or C minor. Like a,
give me a C minor.
Like a ping. All my music friends are going to be like, that is not a C minor, Jesse. But I'm in those comments, you know? Anyways, I heard a
nobody
tune.
Nobody comments. Literally only Blanca.
No es cierto. And we had Blanca. We had Chombita. We had Mozo. We had Juan from Houston. You know,
thanks, guys.
I got friends, bro.
Yeah.
In high places. Así que, watch out. I hit a tune. I hit a chord and I was like, what? Y voy y me fijo y le pegué el piano, bro. Le pegué el piano and the lady was flipping out.
Pues claro.
Like, but like a little too much, you know, like it's just a piano. Like it's not. It wasn't like her grandpa's World War II piano.
Tú no sabes.
She, I asked. I was like, I'm sorry, was this a family piano? I was like, no, but it was mine. And I was like, oh, okay, well then.
Yeah.
You know, so I just discreetly gave her my insurance card for liabilities and I walked away and I just left. I
and
quit.
You quit.
And I never came back.
Yeah.
But before that horrible, horrible accident that no one could have foreseen, I was actually doing an installation at a guy's house and this guy was also working from home. He lived in the foothills. Y le pregunté, what do you do? And he says, oh, I sell insurance. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, I sell like health insurance.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
Andale. Like he said that he did a lot of Medicare work.
Oh, okay.
And it allowed him to work from home. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
Sí, pero en ese entonces como que no se escuchaba tanto y no se veía tanto.
Mm-mm.
And people, no había como like muchas oportunidades for people to work from home.
Yeah.
Until 2020.
Pero pues yo miré que like, okay, that was the video editing guy first. Now this insurance guy. And I'm like, okay. I might us to work from home. I just need to figure out a way to sell insurance and edit videos and then I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be set. And even in your case, babe, like, you know, you didn't get a job specifically to work from home, but tú as a massage therapist.
I think that like that was always the majority, though, like the majority of the girls and the one male that went to school with me, todos querían como tener su propio negocio.
Mm-hmm.
Muchas personas that go into massage therapy want to be their own boss. And we have a whole like section in the program. I don't know about now, but I'm pretty sure it's still there, where it's all about like starting your business from scratch. And they basically teach you, and they basically like the program gives you, I mean, you pay a fee, but they give you todo lo que necesitas para empezar right away.
Yeah.
A trabajar. So even though my goal was never really to start my own business, mm-mm, I ended up working from home, mm-hmm, because I started working at an office, right, at, mm-hmm, the county. Y pues ya eso lo hacía on the side. Pero no, my intention wasn't to work from home. Pero sí es una profesión que la mayoría de las personas trabajan por su propia cuenta.
O sea, te da esa flexibilidad, pues, ¿verdad? O sea,
yeah, as long as you don't break your hands, you can work anywhere.
Yeah, man, and that's cool. And you have like your own little studio space, and it's like very pretty, yes, and it's very professional. And
thank you.
Every time I think of working from home, yo pienso like in there's freedom to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you wanted to, you could scale it up that you're booked consistently throughout the weeks.
Oh yeah,
and you know.
But if I wanted to.
If, yeah, you wanted to. Now, ahorita con COVID, no lo has hecho, ¿verdad? Pero,
no,
you know, if we ever need to, you can always go back to that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, you could take it anywhere.
You know, but even before that, you see, man, that's cool that Jessica has that.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I want that freedom. I want the ability to be able to work on my own terms, to be able to work on my own tempo. And at one point, I had it. ¿Te acuerdas when I was selling solar?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good. You know, I realized that.
We don't like to talk about this.
I'm not too good with freedom, especially back then. Mm-hmm. You know, turns out that working from home and having ADHD do not really mix well. It's, you know, I'm prone. And now that I've been doing a lot of searching, you know, about my mental health status, you know, I'm prone to take little initiative. I'm prone to procrastination. I'm prone to just sitting here and overthinking. I mean, the podcast, when I was, you know, before you came into the picture and I had 15 episodes recorded and never published. It was just a solo podcast. It was a whole different,
yeah,
you know, vision que tenía con él. Pero I have this bad habit and tendency, you know, due to my ADHD of just overthinking. La pienso. And I've done it with the podcast. I've done it with work. I've done it with, you know, a lot of aspects de mi vida. So when I had my first opportunity of trying to work from home or be remote, it did not turn out so well.
No, it did not.
It was sucky, man. You know, and también like down the road when, you know, yeah, I started getting more traditional jobs, and then when it led to teaching, and then when COVID hit and I was starting to teach from home, those changes and transitions were tough. I mean, it was tough for me. I flat out got depressed. Working from home, teaching from home. I thought I was going to enjoy it. I was really looking forward to it. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
I get to do what I've been wanting to do. Do it from remotely, right? Pero no. Yo me deprimí, dude. Like, I couldn't even do a podcast. I had like zero creative energy. Even you were like, what's wrong? Like, you're just home. Like, what's the big deal?
I'm a different person.
I was not feeling it. And you are a different person. Because like, you know, when you had like, you know, you had your part-time job at the county, and you did your massaging on the side. Pero when you were here at home, the days que no trabajabas, like you were very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You got your
Thank you. I felt like I was.
Yeah, you were. I mean, you know, you've always, siempre has sido así tú, babe. Like you've always been the type that gets very organized. I'm going to wake up and do this. Al menos que de plano, like tú, you know, autoimmune disease, de plano dejaba tirada, you know, like.
Sí, pero creo que eso me ayudó, like, to really take advantage when I do have energy.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, es muy diferente como my productivity. Aparte, pues que I don't have ADHD. I'm a gold personality. I like to be like, I like to check things off my list.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
yo me siento bien cuando estoy ocupada.
Yeah, you're gold, pues. You're-
sí, and I like to reach little things como que, like, I woke up at 6 today.
Mm-hmm.
I did Pilates this morning, you know, like, I went for a walk today, or, like, you know, just little things like, okay, today I'm going to clean all the fans in the house, and, like the today is Windows Day, and I feel good doing those things. So, y especialmente cuando son cosas como like our house, you know, nuestra casa, nuestros perros, nuestras cosas, like this is where we live, you know, this is where we come home back in the day, you know, we would come home to relaxing and I, yo no quería clutter y no quería como like todo tirado all the time. And so to me, it was like a form of self-care for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I can definitely again, see that. That's me.
But you've always been a very structured person. I've never had structure. I've never had structure. Yo nunca he tenido, like, he batallado tanto con rutinas. Es algo que, you know, for me, it's been difficult. In fact, when I was more home, you know, due to COVID and I was, estaba más aquí en la casa, I just became a distraction for you.
I see. ¿Cómo se esperas?
Like during the summer, during the winter breaks que tenía, the spring breaks que tenía, and the days that we were here, you wanted to be like, okay, it's time for to clean, it's time to do this, it's time to do that. And I'd be like, no, babe, it's my day off. Let's not do anything.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what are you talking about? I work during my days off. And I'm like, that is insane. What are you doing? You're supposed to have your day off during your day off.
Nah, bro. That's not how it works.
Pero pues, o sea, y batallaba yo mucho en cuanto a entender why am I struggling so much with this? Now I know why, you know? But we'll get more into the details of to the why, like in the later episodes towards May, towards Mental Health Awareness Month. We'll deep into that.
Dig deep in there.
Pero, long, you know, spoiler though, I will give a little spoiler. It turns out it's because of my ADHD.
Yeah.
It's an official thing que batallo. So now that I can identify it, well, then that's when I started making a little bit of progress with it.
Sí.
Pero it's it took y lo
noto.
Time.
Yo lo noto.
But it's taken time because, you know, okay. But me, coming home, you know, especially when I was working full time, ¿verdad? When I was working long hours, especially like, you know, teaching. I think teaching was like the longer hours que trabajaba. Me iba a veces a las 6 de la mañana, a veces regresaba a las 6 de la tarde, you know? Y cuando llegaba a la casa, this was my rest place. This was like, okay, I'm done working. Let's just chill.
Well,
let's just
as a
relax.
Teacher, you're not really done working.
I know, but like pero, o sea, sí. This was my dedicated place of rest, ¿verdad? You know, and do, of course, the chores and the other responsibilities that I have. Pero después de COVID, this, you know, I realized that working from home can kind of be a double-edged sword. Because now our home is not just a rest place. It's not just a place where I rest or we create content like with the podcast and our social media and now the little business que tenemos with, you know, the 50-50 media. Now we became our workplace, our rest place, our creative space. This is where, you know, we do absolutely everything, especially this year. We've done everything here from the house. We've gone to, you know, training events. We've gone to conventions. We've done social events from the house virtually. We've done weddings from the house. We've done funerals, unfortunately, from the house. Todo es aquí. Todo es aquí. So this is not what I meant when I said I wanted to work from home.
What did you mean then?
Just work, man. That's it. Not everything else.
What is work from home?
Just I work from my house, but then everything like social wise, I go out.
Oh, okay. Ah, sí, sí, te entiendo.
Sí, a eso voy. Entiendo. Like, you know, like como el dicho es careful what you wish for. Like, you know, I've always wished for working from home.
Pero bajo los términos que se logró eso, fue como muy diferente a lo que tú esperabas.
Sí, pues.
Porque we could have gone out for a drink, you know, after work, quote unquote.
Ándale, go out and travel, go out and, you know, hang out with friends.
Take your work with you while you travel.
Nada, ándale, exactamente, sí. You know.
Pero sí, okay, ya te entendí.
No hemos podido hacer eso because of the pandemic. You know, we decided to just stay put. And that transition took time. Para mí me tomó tiempo eso. I had to essentially rewire my brain. I had to develop a new routine. And you know, for those who know me, I suck at routines. I'm the worst, man.
Yeah.
Soy lo peor when it comes to that, man.
Pero ya aprendimos que no es porque seas flojo or anything like too negative. It's just that you can't mentally wrap your brain around structure and routine and te tienes que esforzar mucho
exacto.
Muchísimo and exacto. I try to help I try to help where I can pero la misma es como que digo yo pues también tú tienes que aprender a navegar lo que funciona para ti.
Exactly.
And I, because I mean, I've tried to like impose my, my way of working and my way of being structured on you. Y no, hombre, salimos de malas.
Yeah, it was difficult, you know? I mean, and then on top of that, no, it's not just working from home. It's working specifically in this room where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're in our little studio room, and this is my podcast room. This is my work office room. This is where we have our meetings for, you know, our with our congregations. Like, no salgo de este cuarto, dude. No salgo de este cuarto.
A veces te tengo que decir que salgas de este cuarto.
So you're going to be like, hey, babe, let's go, you know? And you've been great. You've been great with that, like, you know, and just saying like, hey, take a break. Salte, vamos para afuera, let's look at the garden, you know, and then cuando vamos a, especially cuando salgo como like en la noche, and you feel the cool breeze, and I'm like, oh, this is what fresh air feels like, jeez, this feels nice, you know, so.
And you know what, like, I, maybe in the future, si nos mudamos, que pues siempre ha sido el goal, siento como que our house faces north and south, which is optimal for gardening, right? You want a south-facing backyard. Pero we miss out on the sunrise and the sunset.
We do.
Cuando vivíamos con tu mom, that was my one of my favorite things about living with your parents. Que teníamos tu old bedroom.
Yeah.
And the window was the facing west, which we got golden hour. Every evening, we got the most beautiful light.
That's
y podías como disfrutar. Here in our house, I mean, it's cool, right? Like, we have to go outside to look at the sunrise. We have to go outside to look at the sunset. Like, it luego pues no tenemos, like, too many windows, you know? So, I really feel como que I have to remind you, because this is a north-facing room, I have to remind you to be like, sal pa fuera, dude.
And
go look at the stars.
Yeah, you've been great at that. You know, I really do appreciate that because I got everything that I've been wanting, right? Now I'm working from home. And I realized, oh, okay, I need to balance this better.
Yeah.
And you've been a huge help, you know?
You're welcome.
Even establishing a healthy lifestyle and a healthy habit, I thought it was going to be easier doing it from home. Pero, I mean, soy el Jesse, so yo tengo que dar la contra en absolutely everything, apparently.
No, it took me a while, too. I mean, I started, you know, when I stopped working, it wasn't como que I was doing everything that I thought I was going to be doing. Like getting up really early and going to run out, you know, or exercising more, which was my goal from the beginning. It took me like a couple months to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Get out of your sweatpants.
Dude, cuando comencé a trabajar aquí, like when the pandemic started and we started officially working from home, and now that I'm not teaching and I'm basically here the whole time, I actually gained weight, man. I gained weight from, you know, I'm like, you know, I was having more distractions. I was having more trips to the fridge. I was having more snacks, you know, less movement, todo eso, you know, like me la calla aquí sentado. Like, yeah, this, you know, llegó un punto that I was like, this, I'm not feeling good. I am not feeling good about this right now. So
how did you feel?
You know, I felt que, ¿cuándo fue? What was my turning point was when I was
something with your knee.
Yeah, like I was gonna tie my shoe y me tronó la rodilla and I was like, ah, no. I'm like, no. You know, I've always been like, you know, I've always been chubby. I've always been like the bigger dude, pero I've always been able to jog and play and, you know, get, you know, play sports and, you know, it's never really stopped me. So when I felt like, hey, ¿por qué me está lastimando estirándome? This is not okay. Fue cuando dije, nope, I gotta do something about it. And I did. And I called my brother. And he was able to kind of help me out. You know?
Great personal trainer. Check him out.
Yeah, check out, you know. I don't know what his Instagram is, dude. I'm the worst.
It's like some edgy thing with his middle name.
It's like underscore Alexander or something like that. Yeah, go check out Adley K. That one's better.
Yeah, go to my sister-in-law's and then you'll find her husband.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, they're both personal trainers. They do it together. It's kind of cute that they kind of do this whole business together.
It is the best thing for them, I feel. Like,
and they did a good job in like transitioning.
You know,
to
those
Zoom?
Those like really like fit couples that like work out together.
And they lift each other up, literally.
Literally. Yeah. And they can squat each other with the girls next to them. Yeah. Like, that's great.
They did a good job in like transitioning and doing workouts from Zoom and like, you know, getting people engaged that way. I wanted the real deal. So I actually was going to his house. He, you know, I'm surprised lo tanto que me ayudó.
Why are you surprised?
Because I didn't think I was going to be able to see that much of a noticeable difference.
Sorry. It's just Mike.
Mike?
With two E's.
Okay, Mike.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to say that. Alexander, but with the X. And okay, I'm just going to say
spell it.
M-I-K-E-E-A-L-X-N-D-R.
Mikey Alexander.
Did he change it? I thought it was different. Is he public, by the way?
I have no idea.
Because
I know he's posting, he's posting content for, you know, his personal training.
And he's
booking appointments.
Uh-huh.
It would be really counterproductive right now if we're telling people to go check out his Instagram because they're private ahorita.
Well, Adley K, you guys already know.
Yeah, check out Adley's también. She's for sure public.
A-D-L-Y-K-A-Y. Adley K.
You know, he did a great job. He really did help me out. And biggest thing I noticed improvement was in my core, my lifting, my overall movement, stretching, and that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, I don't really, we don't like having scales in the home. I'm not really out here to look.
We have only owned a scale once. ¿Te acuerdas por qué?
Para las maletas.
Para pesar las maletas, because we traveled so much that we needed to know how much our luggage carry-ons were.
Yeah. No, not us. The luggage.
Nope. Not us. You
know? And so it's not that I wanted to look a certain way. I just wanted to be able to feel like I can move without hindrance, digamos, ¿verdad?
Sí.
So he did help me out with that.
Hacer lo básico, pues. Ándale.
O sea, me quiero estirar and not pull an ACL porque me estoy amarrando el zapato, you know?
Exacto.
Like, eso es lo que yo quiero. Uh-huh. You know, play with my dogs, go jogging, go for a walk without feeling panting, you know? That's lo básico. Lo básico. And he was able to do that and much more. So thank you, Mike, honestly. Thank you for helping me out. And now we're going for a lot more walks and jogs.
Mira.
Mm. Mm.
This is the thing.
A ver.
Mm. Yo siempre he querido.
Oh, pues. Oh, pues. Here it comes.
But it's nice that now me sigues el rollo.
Sí.
Y cuando te digo, like, before era como que, hey, do you want to go for a walk today? Era como que, like, I have way too many things in my head and I have to, I can't. And literally, like, 2 seconds afterwards, you were on TikTok, YouTube, you wanted to take another nap.
Mm-hmm.
It was just your mental capacity was not there yet.
ADHD is wild, dude. Entonces, ADHD, depression, and anxiety is no joke, man.
Yes, entonces, cuando finalmente te nació
to seek help.
Buscar a tu hermano y like agarrar una rutina, that's what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
You, because like no puedes obligar a nadie, mm-mm. You know, no puedes obligar a nadie. So yo solita hacía ejercicio en mi cuarto, and I was like, okay, like, you know, he's going to, when he decides, that's when he decides. Y me acuerdo not too long ago, you were like, do you want to go jogging? And I literally wanted to cry. Because I was like, I don't think I was ever expecting you to tell me, do you want to go jogging?
Yeah.
We always just took walks and I didn't push it. I was just like, we're just going to take walks.
But that was like 1 week in from actually seeking mental health help.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, the consequence of that is that I'm starting to feel different,
mm-hmm.
You know, so it's this new routine has definitely been a slow progress, but it has been a progress slowly.
Mm-hmm. Y ya surely, no vas tanto al refri, ya no, like
I'm less distracted.
Sí.
I've been able to kind of
y get ya no flow. Vas, ya no sales de la casa para ir al Jack.
Ya no salgo de la casa para ir al Jack.
We literally will have fast food like once a month now.
Yeah. And it's been good. Now it's been good. It only took me a whole year, you know, since COVID started.
Mm-hmm. Y te comes tus veggies.
Yeah.
Y lo que crecemos en el jardín.
Remember when this whole thing started, dude? Y como que, like, no es que nos peleábamos, no es que nos estábamos haciendo argue, none of that. Pero sí teníamos como que nuestros roces because we were, like, with each other more. We even had a whole episode in 10 Things I Hate About You. Which is a hilarious episode.
Es que mira,
episode.
Lo que pasa es... lo que pasó es que you were home. I wasn't.
Ándale.
I do work part-time. I know, ya sé, like, critíquenme todo lo que quieran. Sí. Pero my energy doesn't, it's not the same as everybody else.
And this part-time, particularly during this period, was not a normal part-time. No. It was COVID part-time, mm-hmm. And it was intense.
It was like my job también shifted out of nowhere, and I was going through some like anxiety and
You're having to deal with patients that were dying. You were calling, oh, this person's dead, this person's really sick. Yeah. So I can definitely understand now where you're coming from, because there was nothing done in the house.
Ooh.
And I was just, and you're like, what have you done? And I'm like, oh, I'm depressed.
No, you didn't tell me you were depressed.
I didn't tell you that. I just told you I didn't do anything.
Exactly. You were like, I'm working. Uh-huh. That's what you would tell me. I'm working. And I'm like, in my head, it was like, pero tienes, 2 seconds to go put. Yo siempre te decía like, si no vas a limpiar, no limpies. Just don't add to it.
Mm-hmm.
O sea, pick up your cup, ponlo en el sink, mm-hmm. Put it in the dishwasher. You know, like, no llenes como tu office de wrappers. Oh, sorry. Wrappers y todo eso. Like, pick up your shoes, los calcetines. Las fichas. ¿Quién se acuerda de las fichas?
Las fichas from...
Yes, were drinking.
Check out that episode. 10 Things I Hate About You. It was funny.
You were done, like, teaching and stuff, and, like, you wanted a beer, ¿no? O sea, normal.
Sí.
No era como que estabas deprimido and you were, like, drinking. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, normal. Pero dejabas las fichas...
Donde sea.
Everywhere.
In the bedroom, I'm
just
dude.
Like...
Oh, you have fichas in the bedroom.
Sí, dude.
¿Qué onda conmigo,
¿Qué
bro?
¿Qué onda contigo? Yeah. So, yo llegaba así como que, like, super anxious from work. Like, yeah. I just want to go home. I'm so tired of dealing with this. Like, people are dying. I just talked to a lady on the phone and her spouse just passed away and she doesn't know what to do. And, like I just... I need to go home.
Y así como que, like, welcome home, babe. Bienvenida. Like, I was con las fichas. Careful.
So that was more like, ¿qué onda? You know?
But it's nice knowing that, like, you know, I was able to find the root behind it. I was able to find the cause behind it. Mm-hmm. Y ahí vamos.
Sí. So now, what about the transition of me being home now? Versus you working from home and me working part-time out of the house.
I think you were able to see why I am the way I am. Because llegabas, and it was hard for me to explain it to you.
Uh-huh.
And then when you saw me day in and day out, my routine, you realize, oh, this guy is not that he doesn't want to. It's just that he sucks.
Yeah, he has no structure.
He has no structure, you know? And it's like, let's figure out why. And that's what led for me to go and check out therapy. I'm like, let's figure out why, because this is not normal. This shouldn't be this difficult. Why am I struggling so much?
Uh-huh.
Así que, you know, all in all, like I said, that specific portion of the mental health, we will get into that later. Pero it's kind of funny that I finally got to work from home, pero de una forma que no lo esperaba. And it's been a challenge. But now that I'm kind of getting the routine, now I'm enjoying it more.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my time with you.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ability that we can take, you know, a lunch break and watch Friends. I like the fact that we can read when we want to. I like the fact that cuando me siento un poco más ansioso, te digo, babe, let's go for a walk. Let's go jogging.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that too loud because then
I know that the dogs sip when they're wild and they want to go for a walk. We can't say it too loud. Let's go for a walk.
W-A-L-K.
Yeah, we have to spell it to each other. You know, so that's been our experience. You know, it's going to preguntar a ustedes, you know, what has your, if you guys have been working from home, what has that transition been like para ustedes? Is it similar to me? Or are you guys more like Jessica, que son más structured, más organized, you know? Let us know. We would really like to know. Así que, you know, como siempre, everybody, thank you all so much for listening to
The 50-50.
That was it for this episodio of the 50-50. Working from home, bro. Podcasting from home. We're living the dream. No, yo no tengo nada que quejarme. Ya sé que me quejé like the whole episode, pero no. You know?
Mira. Oh,
this is cool,
You
man.
Didn't lose a job during the pandemic.
I know.
Which a lot of people did.
I'm very fortunate.
And
very blessed.
A lot of people had to even continue working.
Yeah.
In high-risk areas where their companies no estaban tomando en serio las precauciones y se estaban frustrando.
Hay gente que se enfermó, hay gente que se contagió.
Sí, ándale.
We've been very blessed. So this is good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm not grateful. I am grateful. Pero, you know, de que I didn't handle it as gracefully as I could have, no, you know.
Pero ahora estás más preparado, te conoces, te conoces a ti mismo mejor.
Ahí vamos.
No nos estamos peleando.
¡Ánimo, raza!
Wow. Okay.
Ahí vamos. Ahí vamos, you know, so...
And what is the ultimate goal?
To be able to take this job wherever.
To stay remote.
We want to be able to be mobile and have a job that goes with us wherever we go.
Yes.
And this is what we want this to be. We want, you know, our content to be able to sustain us. You know, if it's not going to be the podcast, if it's not going to be that we're making millions off of it, our idea is never to be rich off the podcast.
Yeah, no.
Pero we do want to be able to monetize it somehow. And we figured out some ways. We figured out selling our services, mm-hmm. you know, doing consulting, doing content for other businesses. Así que I feel like we're one step closer.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy. And this has been able to be done. And we've been able to kind of sell our credibility thanks to you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for growing our social media. You know, I flex, oh my you guys.
Gosh, do we still have 500?
We have 502.
Oh! Do I
thank
just
you
look
very much we wow. broke the 500 threshold.
I didn't want to like post like a this. Screenshot of thank you for 500, because if then the next hour se bajaba,
sí.
Then you look kind of like a bozo.
We'll get to like 510 and then we'll post it, you know, we'll post the milestone, but okay. We'll kind of like say the milestone here because like this is deep tracks, no hits. These are our top fans who are listening to this, like, you know, this far in.
Uriel, por favor, don't go and unfollow us, okay? Just because, no seas sangrón, just to be funny.
Uriel. Tú tampoco eres, no seas sangrón and go unfollow us nomás for the clout, bro. Don't do it, you know? Pero you know what? But en verdad, you guys, thank you, because I use you guys as my metrics when I'm, like, establishing my credibility. Like, you know, I use it when I'm pitching to clients.
Was that Jesse applies to, like, 500 jobs a day, and he
and
always...
And do proposals to, like, clients.
Sí, sí. Y siempre como que, like, well, I have, you
a
know...
very successful
this
podcast.
Many listeners and yeah. this many followers.
We do social media marketing. We do copywriting. We do branding, you know. Pero es que it has been able to do, and it's all been able to be proven because... Personas como ustedes que nos escuchan.
Muchas gracias.
We're at 1,500 listens this month.
Also, we have been consistent.
That's also a key.
I think we've only missed like one or two podcasts because of technical difficulties.
Season 4 has been efficient. No yeah. nonsense.
No nonsense.
Season 4. Así que everybody, you know, keep helping. Thank you so much for the support. You know, go and check out our website. It looks really good now.
Did you fix the button?
Almost. There's a couple of buttons que todavía no funcionan, but it looks
go
great.
Go check it out, but don't click on anything.
Yeah, like click on the main menus, pero si hay un botoncito que no está funcionando, si me lo hacen saber, por favor, se los agradecería. It is the 5050.com, THE-50FIFTY.com. Check out our Instagram. We have 502 followers. What? You know, we're almost to next stop, and we're right now in 500. Mm-hmm. Next goal, 10,000.
Oh, God.
No,
okay.
No es cierto.
When can we do the swipe up?
I think after 1,000 or 10,000.
Oh, well, that's a big leap. We need to figure that
it's
out.
It's either 1 or 10.
I mean, what are we swiping up for anyway? I don't think we have anything to swipe up.
I know. At the same time, I kind of want to make an app. But that's just my ADHD talking. Don't listen to it.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, again, everybody, thank you all so much for listening to
The 50-50.